From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,044th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Jim Reeves.
Back about 1800 and some, a Louisiana couple had a red-headed son. No name suited him, Jim, Jack, or Joe. They just called him Billy Bio. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl gets you one of these days. Billy was a boy, kind of big for his size. Red hair and freckles and big blue eyes. 13 years from the day he was born, Bill fought the battle of the Little Bighorn. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl gets you one of these days. One sad day, Billy cried, ho, ho. I can whip the feathers off a T-Ronnie Moe. He smarted off, the chief got mad. This nearly ended our Louisiana lad. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. One day in 1878, a pretty girl walked through Bill's front gate. He didn't know whether to stand there or run. He wound up married cause he didn't either one. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl gets you one of these days. A pretty girl gets you one of these days.
Jim Reeves and Billy Bio, one of Jim's big RCA Victor releases. Welcome, Jim. Welcome once more to the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, it's good to be here, Grant. Mighty good.
And I see you brought a regular galaxy of entertainers with you. First, there's the Jordanaires. And for comedy, there's Archie Campbell. And there's Chet Atkins, who's promised us another of his great guitar numbers. Of course, there's String Bean, the master of the old five string. Tommy Jackson and his fiddle. Ralph Sloan and the Tennessee Travelers.
And as our very special guest, Grant,
none other than that sweet singing boy who's everybody's friend, Mack Wiseman.
Mack Wiseman. Well, we'll be hearing from Mack in a few minutes, friends. Right now it's time we had some real close harmony. So, Grant, will you do the honors?
No, not me, Jim. It takes more than just me to do that. I've invited one of the greatest recording quartets in the country, the famous Jordanaires.
One of these mornings,
I'm gonna see Jesus face to face, thank him for his amazing grace, finding him a resting place. One of these mornings, oh yes.
Well, one of these mornings,
yes, now one of these mornings,
I'm gonna see Jesus.
I'm gonna see Jesus.
Well, one of these mornings,
yes, now one of these mornings,
I'm gonna go home.
Yes, I'm gonna go home.
I'm gonna
put on my robe of love, walk on the golden streets above, lay down my cross, pick up my crown. One of these mornings, oh yes. There'll be no more sorrow, there'll be no more tomorrow, there'll be no more crying. Well, when we get home,
God knows I'm gonna preach,
preach,
pray,
pray,
sing,
sing,
shout,
shout.
I'm gonna
live on up in the glory one of these mornings. Oh yes, well, one of these mornings I'm gonna see Jesus. Well, one of these mornings I'm gonna go home. Well, well, home.
Walk on the golden streets above,
lay down the cross, pick up the crown.
Airs and the Spiritual One of Those Mornings. Thanks a lot, fellas. Thanks so much. Now, Jim, you introduce our guest.
All right, Grant, it's a real pleasure. Here he is, friends, a wonderful gentleman, a great singer, Mack Wiseman. Mack, it's so wonderful to have you here with us tonight.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be here at the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, we all enjoy the Grand Ole Opry, Mack, but I reckon the folks didn't come here to listen to us talk. They want to hear you sing a song.
Well, I'll be glad to if you don't mind an old one.
Well, the old ones are most of the times very best.
Well, I believe that, too. Got an oldie here that's been out for a number of years. Don't know exactly how many years, but quite a few. It's a favorite of mine, and it's my latest Dodd record. Hope you'll enjoy it. Jimmy Brown, the Newsboy.
I sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. Everybody knows I am the newsboy of the town. You hear me yelling morning star as I run along the street. I have no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet. I have no hat upon my head, no shoes upon my feet. I'm awful cold and hungry, sir. My clothes are torn and thin. I wander about from place to place, my daily bread to win. Never mind, sir, how I look. Don't look at me and frown. I sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. I sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. Thank you. My father died a drunkard, sir. I've heard my mother say. And I'm helping mother, sir, as I journey on my way. Mother always tells me, sir, I've nothing in this world to lose. I'll get a place in heaven, sir, to sell the gospel news. So never mind, sir, how I look. Don't look at me and frown. I sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. I sell the morning paper, sir. My name is Jimmy Brown. Hey!
Well, Grant, on Monday we celebrate Columbus Day and honor the man who discovered America 467 years ago.
Yes, you're right, Jim, and I've got a suggestion for pipe smokers and roll your own fans. If they haven't yet discovered real smoking satisfaction and pleasure, I suggest they switch to Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
And I second that motion, Grant. PA has got the mild and mellow flavor all smokers like, and easygoing taste that's so satisfying and good.
And don't just take our word for it, neighbors. Find out for yourselves. The proof, we always say, is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
Crimp cut, too, so it burns steady and cool without unpleasant hot spots. And because it sells the fastest, Prince Albert just naturally moves the freshest off the shelves to you.
So all smokers, beginners or old-timers, make a new discovery in smoking flavor and satisfaction with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. Now here's Tommy Jackson along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers to do a little square dancing to the tune of Fish's Hornpipe. Jimmy Self, call it the Fern.
Thank you.
All round, shake them down, let that big cigar the ground. Meet your gal, pattern here, don't eat biscuit, feed them bad. Look out, boys, don't be long, get your partner, promenade on. Meet your gal and pat on the head, don't eat biscuit, feed them bad. All ends up in circle F, when your partner feeds your step. If you pour the middle of four, pass the leg, don't be dull. All round, shake them down, let that start the ground, six foot up and let's sit down. 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 4, that's all you see. No, no, look out, boys, don't be long. Get your partner from me home. All right. circle of gold.
All right, thank you, Tommy Jackson, and all you wonderful dancers. That were really something to watch and something to listen to. But speaking of something extra special to listen to, we've got a real treat coming up right now. Sometime back, the RCA Victor people selected 12 great sacred songs to make into an album. And the boy they picked to sing these songs was none other than our own Jim Reeves. The name of the album is, appropriately enough, God Be With You. And here's Jim to sing one of the songs, An Evening Prayer.
If I have wounded some poor soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive. If I have uttered idle words in vain, if I have turned aside from want or pain, lest I open some other through the strain, dear Lord, forgive. Forgive these sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive the secret sins I do not see. Guide me, love me, and my keeper be, dear Lord,
thank you very much. It's a pleasure to sing a hymn for you once in a while. Now here's the producer of that same album, God Be With You. He has his guitar all set to play a great tune from the 20s for us. Chet Atkins and Pagan Love Song.
Chet, thanks a whole lot. Which brings us down to the spot of the show where we introduce a man who feeds his chickens cracked ice so they won't lay hard-boiled eggs, Archie Campbell.
Hey! Jim, my other side, if you don't mind.
Oh, right, sure. Sure,
Archie. How are you, Jim?
Just doing fine, Archie. How are you?
Well, I feel pretty
just
well.
Just doing wonderful, I guess. Say, what are you doing there?
I'm making out a list of all the people I can whoop. I'm a mean son of a gun.
Say, boy, you look mean. You know it? Yes, you do.
That's blame right, I mean. I got the list here of the people that I can whoop, and I mean I can whoop them as many pearls.
Well, that shouldn't be too tough. That shouldn't be.
Pretty tough, but I can do it. June Carter, I can whoop her any time, any place.
Are you sure about that?
Gene Shepherd, I can whoop her.
Yeah, I imagine you can, yeah.
Kitty Wells, I can whoop her, too, if Johnny and Jack don't help her.
That'll be a tough job, I'll guarantee you.
I can whoop that Kitty Wells, and I got Jim Reeves down
there. Now, you wait just a minute, boy. You can't whip me. You know that.
You mean I can't whip you?
You can't whip me.
Well, wait a minute. I'll rub your name off, then.
Oh, okay. You better get rid of it, I guarantee you.
That blame smart aleck never crowd, ain't it?
Don't you ever get the idea you can whip me, boy?
Wait a minute. Don't raise your voice to me. Listen, where I come from, that means fight.
Well, I tell you, you just get to fight. You just get to fight.
Huh?
You just get to fight.
Well, I ain't where I come from, though. Now, I ain't no fighter, Jim. Never was a fighter. I'm a lover.
Are you looking?
You can tell.
Sure do.
Please. You can tell by looking at me, and I'm sort of a ladies' man. I like these military women.
Oh, military girls.
Yeah, I was out with a wick last night. I had a date with a
you
wick.
You was out with a wick?
I had a date with a wick last night.
You mean a whack?
No, I mean a wick.
A wick. What on earth is a wick?
That's a whack that's lit up.
Oh. Archie, you know that you are too old to be thinking about women.
How's that?
You're too old to be thinking about women.
Yeah, I know. Well, I wouldn't say that, no. I may be old, son, but I got some young ideas.
Oh.
There may be snow on the roof, but there's still a little fire in the basement.
Oh. I can hear you say it, boy.
You know, I was coming down the street last week here in Nashville, and I ran up on three old ladies. These three old ladies, and they was all three hard of hearing.
Cute.
And the wind was kind of blowing, and one of them grabbed her hat. She said, "It's windy, ain't it?" The other one said, "No, it's Thursday." And the other one said, "I am too. Let's stop and get something to drink." So they all got loaded, but, last Sunday I went to one of these all-day singings. Did you ever go to one of them all-day singings?
Oh, I used to go every Sunday, Archie. Oh, I just love them. Have the biggest time.
Oh, I know it. Eat that chicken. But I enjoy the most of all watching these old folks get together, you know, and talk over old times.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Last Sunday, I saw this old lady. She's about 80 years old, and she saw a friend of hers. And this man, he was about 70, I guess. And she walked up to him. She says, "Well, bless my soul." Says, "It's Jimmy Brown, ain't it?" He said, "Hey, how's that?" She said, "Ain't that Jimmy Brown?" He said, "Yes, who's that?" She said, "Well, I'm Lizzie Snow." Said, "You remember me? I was your school teacher 50 years ago." And, they talked on for a while, you know, and talked about old times. And the old man couldn't hear good at all. Finally, she looked at him. She said, "Jimmy," said, "do you remember when you was a little boy, said, I used to turn you across my knee and spank you?" He said, "How's that?" She said, "I used to turn you across my knee and spank you." He said, "Huh? Oh, yeah." Said, "You wouldn't know the old place now."
Hi there, everybody. This is Ernest Tubb with a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Old proof is in the puffin', and the puffin', and the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Old proof is in the puffin', and the puffin', and the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
And making men, being crimp cut, Prince Albert doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. And like I sang, the proof is in the puffin'. PA proves right off that it has mild and mellow flavor. So roll your next cigarette with Prince Albert.
Well, now it's guest time once more, so here's Mac Wiseman back again, this time to sing an all-time favorite with Grand Ole Opry audiences, and it's included in a new album, soon to be released by the Dot Folks. Great Ballads by Mac Wiseman. Driftwood on the River. Mac.
I'm just driftwood on the river, floating down the tide. I don't care where this old river carries me. I keep drifting just because my heart is broken inside. And I'm tired of wishing for what cannot be. I may meet some bit of driftwood lost the same as I. Share a handshake and a tender tear or two. But it's always good luck, pal. We've got to say goodbye. I must wander on to keep my rendezvous. Though I drift through town and city, I can never stay. For I find no place to call my home, sweet home. I don't ask for help or pity, I just go my way. All I'm praying for is peace to dream alone. In my heart, I don't feel bitter over what has been. I feel sorry for the one I must forget. And instead of being someone with a world to win, I'm just driftwood on the river of regret.
Mac Wiseman and one of the really old-timers.
Mac, that was great. I'm glad to hear that tune again. I want to tell you how happy we were that you could be our guest this evening on the Grand Ole Opry. Come back again real soon. Now, Grant, how about our next feature act?
Well, it's a fine one, Jim. That boy we sometimes call the Kentucky Wonder, String Bean, with his latest Coleman record, Barnyard Banjo Picking.
Come along, boys. Make less noise while the old folks sleeping. Come on down to the barnyard and let's have a little banjo picking. Well, hitch up, stir down, stir out in the kitchen. Well, up, stir down, stir out in the kitchen. Well, up, stir down, stir out in the kitchen. Meet Uncle Bill, little Ryan and the pigeon. Yes, sir. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir. Coming and the chiller and the crying. The preacher is coming and the chiller and the crying. Well, the preacher is coming and the chiller and the crying. Chickens running and the toenails flying. Yes, sir. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir. So unnecessary. Well, the preacher is coming and a chiller and a crying. The preacher is coming and a chiller and a crying. Well, the preacher is coming and a chiller and a crying. Chickens running and the toenail flying. Yes, sir. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along with Jimmy John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir. Well, it's old Aunt Becky, won't you fill them up again? Well, it's old Aunt Becky, won't you fill them up again? Well, old Aunt Becky, won't you fill them up again? I ain't had a drink since I don't know when. Yes, sir.
Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the dimmy, John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the dimmy, John. Hot corn, cold corn, bring along the dimmy, John. Farewell, Uncle Bill, see you in the morning. Yes, sir.
Well, come along, boys, make a little noise while the old folks are sleeping. Come on down to the barnyard and let's have a little banjo picking.
And barnyard banjo picking. That could be a tongue twister if you don't watch out. Thanks anyway, String. And now, Jim.
Yes, Grant, what is it?
A little information from you, if you please. Where are you heading next and what are your plans and all that sort of information?
Well, Grant, I'm happy to say that Monday of next week, Minnie Pearl, Miss Margie Bowes, Grandpa Jones, the Blue Boys, and I will be doing the show for the Governor's Conference, the annual Governor's Conference in Asheville, North Carolina. That's Monday.
Yeah. Mighty fine, Jim. A little applause on that, everybody. Appreciates that. Now it's time for another one of your great numbers, so how about it? Here he is, neighbors. Jim Reeves singing Blue Boy.
Blue Boy, that's what they call me, 'cause I'm so lonely since I lost you. I'm known as Blue Boy. You found a new boy, and now we're through. I had a twinkle in my eye when our sweet love was new. Now all I do is moan and cry and hunger after you. Blue Boy, I'll be a as I need you. I had a twinkle in my eye when our sweet love was new. Now all I do is moan and cry and hunger after you. Blue Boy, I'll be a
sir, that puts the lid on the show for right now. Neighbors, it was so nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Listen next week, won't you, when Ray Price will be doing the honors, and we'll have, along with him, the Wilburn brothers, Teddy and Doyle, as guests. Till then, this is Jim Reeves saying thank you, neighbors, wherever you are, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.